In our day and time, stories often begin with, once upon a time. Once upon a time, we tell stories to each other. In the biblical age, stories began with, in the beginning, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so you may remember from the first chapter of Genesis, at the beginning of our story, the first verse of the first book, at the beginning of our Bible, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, all of the followers knew this verse because it was such an important verse to them. Therefore, when John came along, a long time later, to tell his story about the good news of Jesus, he also began his story in the same way. Once upon a time, he said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Now I invite you to just look at that picture for a minute and think about the beginning. When God made everything that is, the cosmos, all of it. In that beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the New Testament's original Greek, the word for word is logos. It's like our word for, like when we put ology at the ends of words, like biology, that's words about bio, things that are alive. And theology is words about theos, which is God. So word was at the very beginning. Now, I learned in preparing this time to be with you that lots of people in the Greek-speaking world thought that there was this concept of word that was in the beginning. That's how people thought about God and creation, that word was. But something different begins to happen here where word equals God. It's like a math equation. Sometimes we do algebra at our house. And this side equals this side. Word equals God. The word was God. That's quite a claim to make. But then the claims get bigger and bigger. Because this word, the God who made all of that universe, decided to become human. The God who made all those galaxies was able to decide and chose, I want to be human, just like my people. And so John says, the Word became flesh. The Word, the Almighty God, became flesh like you and like me. That is an amazing story. An amazing story to tell. Well, when the Word became flesh, then what did God want to do? Well, like some of our church members today, God wanted to go on a campout and come and dwell in a tent. Because the Word of God came and dwelt among us. The word in Greek that tells how God came is like the word for tabernacle. It means to live in a shelter that moves around so that you could pack up your tent and move around. God wants to move around with you and with me. God wants to be right in the midst of our life together. Have any of you ever been in a tent? Yeah, life in a tent is pretty close together, isn't it? When you roll over, the other person knows. When you cough or snore, the other person knows. Maybe when you're hungry, the other person knows. Life together with God is really close, too. God is that close to us. And it's not so much that we have to go out and find God. It's that we need to put on the right glasses to see where God already is. God is already as close to us as living together in a tent. So what's most important for us today is about God's presence. God is present with us. God is present with us in word. Now watch this interesting wordplay that happens in English. So word was with God. And then word became flesh in Jesus. And then we learn about Jesus in the word of the Bible, which we're paying special attention to, but is always available to us. We can know God through what's in the scripture. The whole book of it is a book about God. It's not necessarily a book about history. It's not necessarily a book about biology. It is a book about God. The Bible teaches us about God. The Bible invites us to be in relationship with God because we're living in the same tent with God. God is living in the same tent with us. I wonder where else God might be present. Wonder with me, where else might God be present? Where else might God be present? At this table, God is present. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we remember Jesus and his love for us. At this table, God is present. But where else is God present? Because God's not only present up here. I mean, this is just furniture. So where else is God present? I wonder. Right here, God is present. Right here, Mia. God is present right here in the midst of the people. You may have heard in those videos at the beginning, where is God? God's in this family of faith together. God's in the people next to you and the people in front of you, the people several rows behind you. God is right here in our midst. And we get to experience that when we worship together, when we pray together, when we pray for one another, hopefully when we go to a committee meeting, when we do a service, and even once in a while when some of us might get crossways with each other about something, and then we work it out, we forgive each other, we pray our way forward. God is right here in the midst of the people. I wonder where else God might be present. It's okay to turn your head. You know where else God is present? Out here. Out there. God is present everywhere. In all of the creation, God is present. In Romans, Paul tells us, where is God? God is evident in everything that God has made. So God's not just in here, God is everywhere because God made everything. So how can we tune in to that presence of God? That's where I want to grow day by day, to learn and see where God is present every day. Because God is present. And as we discover that more and more in our lives, well, then that's good news to tell to somebody. Because we can know Jesus in our mind. We can know Jesus in our heart. And then that gives us something to experience and to tell. Has God ever done anything good in your life? Even just one little thing? Or maybe you came here today hoping God would do one little good thing in your life, or one more good thing in your life. So those are the things that we have to tell. Just to share that's good news to tell to somebody. I hope that you'll make that whole loop
from the God who made the whole of creation, to the God who loves you and me, to the God who is doing good things for us with every breath that we take, to the God who invites us to tell somebody that God is doing something good in our life. I pray that this is the word of God for you and for me on this day. In the name of God, amen.